Halloween has come and gone, but we have one last treat for you. The arrival of fall and the Halloween season means a certain cottage industry is at work. It's in Tuscaloosa, and it has nothing to do with college football. It does have something to do with some added attractions to some well-known local landmarks. So, who are you going to call? APR student reporter Tina Turner, of course. She has the story.
I'm Natia. I'm a junior.
Do you have any classes here in Reese Pfeiffer?
All my classes are in Reese Pfeiffer.
So, did you know Reese Pfeiffer is haunted?
What?
Natia Johnson and I are inside Reese Pfeiffer Hall on the campus of the University of Alabama. Students study communications here, though not with the dead.
I have heard that. I heard that, somebody died, right? On the third floor?
Dana is talking about the ghost of Professor Clarence Kaysen.
And so students have claimed for years feeling like somebody's walking right behind them.
If you want to know about ghosts, Laura Limeberry says that's her thing.
Or they'll go through a cold spot, or the sound of somebody running up behind them and turn around, nobody's there.
Limeberry is the tour guide for Haunted Tuscaloosa Tours and a member of the Tuscaloosa Paranormal Research Group. We'll explain what that is in a second. And Limeberry says Reese Pfeiffer isn't the only haunted place in Tuscaloosa. For those looking for a good scare, the bus operated by the Haunted Tuscaloosa Tours can carry about 40 people at a time to spots where ghosts supposedly hang out.
My name's Laura Limeberry, and this is Heather Booth.
Our driver's name is Greg. Say hi, Greg.
Okay. Laura, Heather, and Greg will be our guides as we visit these alleged hauntings.
There's probably about 8 of us that we're members of a group called the Tuscaloosa Paranormal Research Group.
Yeah, you heard that right. The Tuscaloosa Paranormal Activity Group. The team gets active when people call up with news of the paranormal. In other words, ghost.
Our group will go to people's homes, we'll go to libraries and jails and any kind of institutions you can imagine and conduct investigations and then report to the owners what we find.
There's even a book about it. It's called Haunted Tuscaloosa by David Higdon and Brett J. Talley. This ghost tour comes from the stories in the book.
We're at Greenwood Cemetery, and it was first laid out in the early 1820s.
Okay, this is creepy. There are 40 people standing around in a supposedly haunted cemetery being told ghost stories about spooks who live in the cemetery.
But there is one thing that happens to almost anybody that walks in here, doesn't matter what time of day, and that is hearing the cries of a baby. And people who follow that cry end up right over here. Heather's going to point with me. And right about here in that location, there's a headstone that says Abby Snow. Now, Abby Snow died in 1844. And her name is still on there. Abby Snow, 1844. Anyone want to guess what happened in the 1840s in Tuscaloosa? Can I give you a hint? She was a baby. She was 18 months when she died. Hundreds of people died. Cholera. There was a huge cholera outbreak, and Abby Snow was one of hundreds of little infants that died during that year. So it's believed that she's crying for all of them.
Now, if you the scene is lit by a single flashlight.
Now, we just passed the Bama Theater, built in 1932. It is haunted to this day.
We return to the trolley to visit spots like Tuscaloosa's Old Tavern, Capitol Park, and the University Club. Each one includes a bone-chilling story on the history of the hauntings there.
And then some people will be on stage and hear somebody in the rafters. They'll go up to the rafters, see if anybody's there, only to be up there and hear the footsteps downstairs.
Back at Reese Pfeiffer Hall, remember Natia? We met her earlier and are still coming to grips with the possibility of the ghost of Professor Clarence Kaysen still walking the hallways here.
Yeah, now I don't want to take any night classes. I would never study here late at night.
Her classmate Dana had already heard the ghost story.
I'm unfazed, I guess.
What was that again?
I'm kind of unfazed.
That's all well and good, until the ghost of Professor Kaysen shows up. I'm Tina Turner, APR News at supposedly haunted Reese Pfeiffer in Tuscaloosa.